I want to look for just a little while, if God will be our help, in Galatians chapter number 3. Galatians chapter number 3, verse 13. The Bible says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. I want to preach a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought, the power from the cross. The power from the cross. As we look at this tonight and we see Paul as he's talking to the Galatians and he's trying to encourage them to move ahead in their Christian faith, to move ahead in what they believe and make it that they're counting on to help them to finish well the journey that they're on. What we need to do tonight, and I know things are difficult. The world that we're living in now is nothing like it was just a few weeks ago. But I want to say on the authority of the Word of God that our God is the same God that He's always been and He always will be. And we can put our faith and our trust in Him that He can touch our hearts and give us that we need all the way to the end of this way until the way comes and takes us in His way to where He'd have us to be. And boy, what a blessing it is to know that. Praise God that I've been saved by His marvelous grace. Amen. I'm kept by the Spirit. Amen. It shows me where I need to be. And Paul was trying to tell him here some things about this Christ, the Jesus that had redeemed us and redeemed men from the curse of the law. We couldn't fulfill the law. We weren't good enough. Can't be good enough. Can't do enough good things to make our way into heaven. We can't buy our way in. If it was for sale, we couldn't pay enough to be saved. But I'm glad that Jesus Christ came and paid that ultimate price on Calvary. That Jesus, the Bible says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. What we're seeing transpire around us tonight is just part of a curse. We live in a sin-cursed world, a place where sin is prevalent. It's everywhere that we look, and it's been getting worse for a while. But I want to say there's a soon-coming Savior that's going to fix all that. There's the Christ of Calvary. Amen. It's going to come along in just a little while. And He's going to take care of all this old wickedness, all the sadness and the sorrow and the heartache, the death and the dying. It's going to be a thing of the past. It's going to be something that used to be, but it'll never be again. If you've been born again, if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. I want to say tonight, there's a better day ahead. Amen. Just keep a looking up. Amen. Praise God. When you go around with a smile on your face and people's wondering what you're smiling at in times like these, praise God. If they ask you, just point up and say, Jesus, He's coming soon. Glory be to God. What a Savior that we have. And it's all because of the cross of Calvary. The power from the cross that made a difference. He's talking here to the Galatians in chapter 3, Galatians 3, 13. He's talking about the atonement and the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ. That blood that He shed on Calvary when He hung upon the cross. That type of sin, praise God, type of the curse in the world. He said, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. But He came, became a curse for you and I so that we could go free. I'm glad, praise God. One day I was bound, but praise God, I'm glad I'm free in Jesus Christ, my Savior. I'm glad I have a hope tonight. Praise God, it's out of this world. Amen. When we see this, we realize that cross, the power from the cross, amen, it gives us something, praise God. It brings a fellowship, amen, with the cross. We have a fellowship with the cross of Calvary. Not only a fellowship, but a relationship to our inner life. Amen. When the cross gives us a relationship. Without the cross, Brother Austin, we'd have no relationship. But thank God for the cross. The cross gives us a relationship with the one that bore our sin on that cross. Praise God, which is none other than Jesus Christ our Savior. If you look at Galatians chapter 2 in verse number 20, Paul says this. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I want to say what we're doing tonight. Praise God, we're crucified with Christ. Praise God, living alive in the Lord Jesus Christ through faith and prayer in the precious Lamb of God, precious Son of God. We have faith in him, and because of that, I can lift up my hand tonight and say, glory be to God. I've got a promise, praise God, that's been given to me from the throne of grace, from a holy and a righteous God. He sent it down to me so I could enjoy it and be like Paul, who said he loved me, praise God, and he gave himself for me. If you're out there and you're listening to this, or you will be listening to this, and you're lost and you've never been saved, I want to say this same Jesus, praise God, it saved me. I can save you if you'll just trust in him, his death, burial, and his resurrection. Praise God, you too can be saved. You can begin to have and live in a hope, praise God, like you've never had before. Amen. We're living a day in the era. People are getting hopeless. Amen. But praise God, when I realized that Jesus gave himself for me. Amen. You out there today, what you ought to do is just say, Jesus gave himself, and point at yourself. Amen. Jesus gave himself for you. He hung on the cross of Calvary for you. He died on Calvary for you. He shed his blood on Calvary for you. Amen. So that you could be saved by trusting in the precious Lamb of God. Amen. Praise God. He did that for you. He gives us a relationship, amen, in our inner life with the cross of Calvary. I thank God for the cross. Amen. What a blessing it is, the cross of Calvary. Paul would go on to tell the Galatians in Galatians chapter number 5 and verse 24. He said, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. They was something that used to be, but praise God, they's not no more. And it used to be that I was a follower after this by the flesh, the things of this world. But praise God, now I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus, and I'm a follower in a different path. Amen. I'm not a follower after me. Hey, listen, I don't do what I want to. Praise God, because my want to's has changed. It's what Jesus wants me to do now that makes a difference, that changes my life, that speaks to me from the depths of my soul and shows me where I need to be. Amen. Paul was speaking here, Brother Jeff, he was speaking about a life. Amen. He was speaking about a new life, a good life, a full life, a bountiful life. A life, praise God, is full of glory and hope and joy, praise God. Now, he's not speaking about some emotion or something. But I want to say, praise God, being a child of God is emotional. Amen. Sometimes I get plumb beside myself when Jesus gets beside me. And you say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about when Jesus Christ, going down the road or sitting in the study or something, and praise God, Jesus the Christ, through the Holy Ghost of God, just scoots up close to me and lets me know that he's there. Lets me know that he loves me. Lets me know, praise God, that he promised he'd never leave me, but he'll be there with me always to the end of the way. Amen. I'm glad for that tonight. Amen. It's not just about emotion, but praise God, I'm glad it's an emotional thing. Amen. It's not just a profession, but I'm glad I got one. Amen. I'm glad it's on March 9, 1976, praise God, that Jesus miraculously saved my soul from the devil's hell, praise God. And I have a profession that I put my faith and trust in him. Amen. He's never let me down. Amen. He's never let me. He's been there with me every step of the way. Now, I've let him down. I've failed him. I've come short. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, he's always been right there, right on time, and he's never come short. Amen. He's always been to the full of my need. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I have a profession. But Paul wasn't just speaking about he was speaking about a life. Amen. Not just talking about an inward disposition. Amen. Something that changes you. You know, a spiritual experience. And that's all good. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're going to have any kind of experience, it needs to be an experience but in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of, the Bible said we're supposed to try the spirits to whether or not of God. There's a lot of spirit in this world, but it ain't of God. Amen. I want that spirit that's of God. Praise the Lord. So Paul's speaking here not just some emotional thing, some feeling thing, but he's talking about a real life, praise God, for real people. Amen. Now, devil don't like this. Devil don't like it because he don't want you to find out that you can have joy in the Lord. He don't want you to find out, praise God, that it's unharnessed power, the power that from the cross of Calvary that you and I have, that we can relate to, we can enjoy this evening. So what kind of power are you talking about? I'm talking about the same kind of power with Jesus Christ on the cross. Amen. The power from the cross, praise the Lord. It was that Jesus had when he hung on the cross between heaven and earth, praise God, as the precious Lamb of God. Amen. You get energized. You get power when you get the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's that spirit of the cross, praise God. The spirit from the cross, that it emboldens you, it gives you the power, praise God. No matter what you're facing, you say, you know what? I can go on, I can go forward, praise God, because I know just a little ways further. Amen. There's folks all over this country tonight that's downtrodden, discouraged, maybe giving up. But I want to say, praise God, just trust Lord Jesus Christ and go just a little further, praise the Lord, for Lord Jesus Christ. Press on for Him, because that same power, same spirit that Jesus had on the cross of Calvary has been given to you and I, praise God, those that believe. The same power, praise God, that sustained the Lord Jesus Christ while He was carrying that burden of the cross, while He was enduring the pain of the cross, while He was suffering the ridicule of the cross. That same power, praise God, through the Spirit of God is there for you and I this evening if we'll just trust in the Lord. The power from the cross, praise God. It's speaking to us tonight if we'll just listen. Amen. Sometimes we just got to stop. Listen for that still small voice. Sometimes we get too busy for God. Sometimes we get too busy within ourselves to remember, praise God, who's in control. Amen. We ain't in control of this thing. Amen. We don't have the means to control it. We can't even control a little virus, much less the world. You say, well, preacher, don't it upset you? No, praise God, just gets me to realize, praise God, through the power of the cross, amen, that the Lord God of heaven promised He'd take care of us. He'd help us if we'd just trust Him. And you say, well, preacher, what about all these people that's dying and going out of here, praise God? He said, if they're born, I'll tell you what about it. If they're born again, praise the Lord, they're graduating in the portals of glory. Amen. Going on to be with Jesus. Praise God. That same power, the power from the cross, praise God, that motivated Lord Jesus Christ, helped Him on the cross, that helped Him to sustain Him on the cross, praise God. It's maintained and manifested you and I that believe. Amen. I don't know what I'd do without Him. The power that I have, praise God, to live, is it through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If not, sometimes you just want to give up. Sometimes you just want to quit, throw in the towel. Pack it up, go to the house. Fold it up, stick it under your arm. Amen? But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that motivates my soul. He won't let me quit. Won't let me back up. Hey, I tell you, I don't know how many times I've quit between here at the church and down here to the park. Amen? Sunday morning or Sunday night. I said, I just quit. I think to myself, I just won't even go back. Before I get to the fire department down there, praise God, there's a fire down in my soul. Glory to God. And the Holy Ghost of God puts His arms around. Well, glory. Pulls me up real close to it. Snuggles me up real good. Said, son, I love you. I ain't done nothing to you. Just keep pressing on. Praise God. It'll be all right. Amen. Glory to God. I get the feeling fine down in my soul. Amen. That's the most important part anyway. Amen. Bible itself said, exercise profiteth you little. Profiteth a little. Amen. Maybe not enough to make it worthwhile. Amen. But praise God, it will profit you a little. You got to keep moving. Listen, you older folks out there, listen to me. You've got to keep moving. If you don't, you'll lock up. Amen. Just keep on moving toward Jesus. Praise God, whenever you want to quit, just remember that Jesus, Bible said, He went a little farther. We just got to keep going. Amen. We got to keep going a little farther. Day by day, year by year, hour by hour, press it on just a little farther. Amen. You look, I get to a place where we can look, see what tomorrow is going to be. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds it. Praise God. Got up this morning. The Bible said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in. Amen. Got out there and it started raining about 10, 11 o'clock this morning. But praise God anyway. I'm glad He knowed that too. Amen. He may be raining on your parade today. He may be, the things may not be going exactly the way you'd like for them to go, but praise God, to God be the glory. Amen. He knows exactly what we need. But He said, we have the power from the cross to press on, amen, to continue to proclaim the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Name and claim it, praise God. Amen. But we claim, what do we claim today? We claim that we boast and glory in Lord Jesus Christ, do we? Amen? Do we boast? Do we have our glory in Lord Jesus Christ? We try to do that. We'd like to do that. We ought to do that. But I wonder how many times we get sidetracked. Amen? Oh, me? We get sidetracked in what we do, what we say, how we act. Amen? Now, I know I ain't the only one. Hey man, you go to praying. If you work hard, you try to pray, you try to go to the Lord and pray for them, and pray God, if you ain't careful, you'll nod off. You try to read your Bible of the evening. Amen. After you worked all day. If you ain't careful, you'll be as drooling on it before you know it. You'll be sound asleep. Amen. Praise God. Hey, it ought to be a reading and a praying over. Ask God, praise God, to where He'll touch our hearts. Amen. Holy Ghost of God to fill our souls to overflowing. But we'll claim, no God, we'll boast in the glory of Him. That our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteousness of Christ. Amen. Ain't that what we say, church? Ain't that what we say? And our faith is in the righteousness, not of works that I've done. But in the Lord Jesus Christ and His righteousness. My righteousness, your righteousness is filthy rags. Amen. I didn't really know what that was till a while back. I figured it out. That was the filthy rags, those that couldn't be washed out. That's the ones they would use to bind the wounds of lepers. Couldn't be washed, couldn't be cleaned, had to be discarded, had to be thrown away, had to be burned. Amen. That's how our righteousness is. But we're trusting, we say that we're trusting in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That will be the justification before God. Amen? That our justification before God will be our faith in the righteousness of Christ, our Savior. And that's what we'll say. And the proof of it is, we'll say, well, the proof of that is, now I'm talking about the power from the cross. The proof of that is that we'll say, well, you know, I believe that because, and I'll show that, I'll prove that by my faithfulness to the Scriptures. Hello? Amen. I'll prove it by my faithfulness to the Scriptures. But what about our life? What about our tolerance to the spirit of this world? Amen. Did you hear what I said? What about our tolerance for the spirit of this world? Amen. We got a tolerance for it. We allow it. We enjoy it. I mean, we wholeheartedly enjoy a whole lot of this world. Amen. A lot of it that we shouldn't be enjoying, we shouldn't be partaking in. You say, well, preacher, why not? Because it's got us to the place that we're at today. We forgot about the power from the cross of Calvary. We forgot about the excitement and the joy in knowing the Lord. And we went all over the place, all over the world, trying to find something different, something new, something better. I want to say on the authority of God, there is nothing better than the joy of the Lord. Amen. Of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. But we've got a wholehearted enjoyment in the things of this world. A participation. Oh, we participate in it, don't we? Amen? We revel in it. We get out there, boy, and we just enjoy it. We participate all over the place. You say, preacher, you saying it's wrong to do things? No, I'm not saying it's wrong to do things. Now, there's some things it is wrong because God said so. But when we do, we have so many things, praise God, it takes our mind, our focus off God. We can't even come to the house of God to worship God. Then we're too busy. Our focus, amen, we're participating in the wrong things. Amen. Time to get our focus back on the Lord. We've got some, there's a whole lot of folks right now, Brother Robert, that's got some downtime. Wonder what they're using it for. Surfing the web. Ain't nothing but filth. Amen. Doing the thing. Hey, you can't watch the ball games and stuff no more. God done took that out of the picture. Got rid of it. Amen. Sunday you ain't sitting around the house or watching the race car go round track. God done got rid of that too. Amen. Keep playing around with God. He'll get rid of everything this world's got. Praise God. One day he's going to get rid of all of it. He's going to come rule and reign, praise God, with a rod of iron. Amen. Glory to God. And he's going to rule supreme, and we'll see him as he is. We're to get to looking for him now. Amen. So we can see the power of an almighty God. But we're enjoying, we're participating in the world. And the truth is that there's no glory in the cross that crucifies the world. Amen? There's no glory in it. We can't see it. Now I can. A cross that crucifies the world, praise God, is a good cross to me. Amen? Don't get quiet on me. I'm still in the book. Amen? We may not be many, but praise God, we can still say glory to God. Amen, preacher? Amen? Glory to God. Amen? It's true. Amen. We still have ability, praise God, to believe in a cross, amen, that still crucifies the world. Puts it to death. Hangs it out there, praise God, where God can see it and take care of it. Amen. But to them, the cross that atones and a Savior that's crucified, praise God, they're at peace with one another. Amen. A cross that crucifies. And an atonement, praise God, a cross that atones. They're at peace. They look at it and say, oh, well, you know, it's all good and well. You know, we know about Jesus. We know about the cross. Oh, it won't be long till Easter and we'll all celebrate it. Yeah, they're celebrating Easter money. Amen. And candy. That's what we said. Praise God, we're not trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not getting the power from the cross, praise God, that'll bring us out of the muck and the mire. Give us that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That one that we need to have with Him. The one that separates us and makes us different. Paul said in Galatians chapter 6, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14, Paul says this. He said, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Amen. Paul said, glory. He said, I'm not going to glory in anything but the cross of Calvary, praise God, that crucified the world to me, and I to the world, praise God. Amen. That's what makes a difference. That's what separates us. So that we can begin to walk, praise God, in the joy and the power from the cross of Calvary. Even in times like these, I know it's difficult. I know it's strange, it's peculiar. But you know what? We ought to fit right in now. You say, what you talking about, Pastor Jeff? The Bible said we're supposed to be a peculiar people. Amen. Now's our time to shine, Brother Jeff. Now's our time, praise God, to come out. Now's our time to proclaim the glory of the Lord. Now's our time to say, glory, hallelujah. God is real. Jesus is alive and well, praise God. He's not wringing his hands and trying to figure it out. He knows exactly where I'm at. He knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly what's happening in the world. And praise God, I'm trusting him to take care of me. Amen. And letting him shine. It's Jesus' hour to shine, Brother Robert. Amen. It's his turn. It's his hour to shine. So as we walk the path of the cross, amen. So that the fullness of the cross is made manifest. Galatians chapter number 5 and verse 25. The Bible says this. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. He said, now's the time. He said, if you're ever going to shine, if you're ever going to walk, if you're ever going to talk, if you're ever going to live, praise God, in the power of the cross, he said, now is the time to take off and do it. Amen. Maybe you haven't done it in the past. Wouldn't it be a good time to start? Amen. Wouldn't it be a good time to be just a little peculiar? Amen. People will see it on you. You say, you know what? They'll see it on us more right now than they ever have. Because people are looking at each other. Amen. You don't believe me? You go down to Walmart, Wally World. You go walking through the store. Amen. People are gazing at you. Yeah, look, hey, they even look you in the eye now. Amen. They want to see what you look like. They want to see if you've got the disease. They want to see if you might be infected. Amen. They're looking to see what you got on you. Amen. They're checking you out. I mean, from top to bottom. Amen. They're looking. Because they want to know who you are. They want to know whether they can run from you or hang out with you. Amen. So wouldn't it be a good time to shine? I'm talking about the power from the cross of Calvary, praise God. The same power that Christ had when He's on the cross. The same power that'll maintain you and me, praise God, to the end of this thing. And it's time that we use it actually walking in the Spirit of God. That our little light would shine. Amen. So we can see Christ. Praise His holy name. Walk in the path of the cross. Amen. Forgiveness and holy living. That's a rare thing. Amen. Forgiveness. How long has it been since you asked the Lord Jesus Christ? I mean, with a broken heart to forgive you if you sin. Yeah, well, preacher, I don't sin. We praise God, you need to fall on your face right now because you're a liar. Amen. Just say, Lord, forgive me a sin. Give me my sin. You say, preacher, I don't sin. The Bible says we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. Amen. Things that you think, that you entertain. Amen. Things that you say, praise God, that's harmful and hurtful. Amen. He said, now's the time for forgiveness and holy living. The power of the cross. For the pardon of sin. I tell you what, listen to me, church family. If there was anything that was messed up in my life, praise God, you don't know if tomorrow you won't get that coronavirus and die. Amen. You say, well, you're just a ray of sunshine. I'm just telling you the truth. Amen. Lord may take you out of here tomorrow. He may take you out of here tonight. If there's any sin in our life, we need to confess it and forsake it, praise God, and repent of it and go with God. Amen. You'll wake up in the morning, you won't worry so much about this old corona, praise God. You'll be praising God, thanking Him for what He's done down in your soul, the encouragement that you have. Amen. Pardon of sin and from the power of the world. Amen. Shake the world off. Right? Holy living. Repentance of sin. It's like an old wet dog. It shakes. All that junk has to go. Amen. That's what we need to do. We need to have a good shaking. Amen. Get rid of the sin. Get rid of things in life. Praise God, so we can shout and give God the glory. Be peculiar in these last days we live. Praise God. The life of believers ought to be different. Amen. The light of different ought to crucify the world with everything in it. We ought to stop during a situation time like this and say, let me just look around me and see what could be a hindrance to me. For what I want is the power from the cross of Calvary to be all over me. I want it to be running through my veins, coursing through my heart, praise God, giving me the assurance that I need that everything's going to be all right. Amen. That He would separate me. Amen. Crucify to me the whole world and everything in it. That I could look around and see all the things, praise God, that's hindering my relationship with my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We ought to take time to do this, church. During this downtime, look around us, praise God, see what we need to get shed of. Amen. Well, you know, first of the year we come up every year. I know what we do. Every year we say, well, make a New Year's resolution. I'm going to shed a few pounds. Amen. And then it ain't long to you give up on that idea and you go to another. Amen. But it's time that we looked around, praise God, in the world which we live and the life that we live, praise God, and say, listen, what do I need to do in the power of the cross, amen, to give, so that I can give God all the glory and praise in my life so that I'll not be hindered in my relationship with the Lord. He said, then if we do this, the power from the cross will be prevalent in our lives and the cross will prove its power in our life. Amen. The cross will begin to prove its power for me and you. There's power in the cross. There's power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's power for the saints of God. Amen. The same power that Jesus has. Amen. The same power through the Holy Spirit of God that'll motivate us and help us and direct us and show us where we need to be even right now. I know things is difficult. I know it's hard. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that's a whole lot bigger than your circumstance. There's a God that's a whole lot bigger than what we're having to go through today. But God's promised He'd be there with us. And the cross will prove, when we put our faith and our trust in the cross of Calvary and the Savior that died there, the atoning work of redemption that brings fellowship with our Savior and with His cross. When we crucify to ourselves these mortal deeds that we live, these mortal bodies and the deeds that we do. That's why Paul would say in Galatians 2 and 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. See, Paul said, I'm not ashamed. He said, I'm not afraid to give up the old things of this world, that I might receive Christ, I might gain Christ instead. He said, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. How through the Holy Spirit of God. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live, now watch this, by the faith of the Son of God. Who's your faith in today? Where's your faith today? My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The author and the finisher of my faith. The one that's going to see me through all the way to the end. And then one day take me safely home. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. And you know what? Brother Jeff, He still loves me. Amen. He loves me. Praise God. He always has and He always will. And He gave Himself for me. Do you love Him today? Do you love Him? He loves you. He gave Himself for you. But what Paul's asking the Galatians here, he said He loved you and He gave Himself for you. But do you love Him? And will you give yourself for Him? Will you give yourself to Him? Amen. Then he said through the power of from the cross, he said, we have the blessed hope and the promise, a relationship in an inner life with Christ Jesus our Savior. That the same power that maintained Him can maintain you and can maintain me. Can give us the power, the overflooding power, amen, to persevere in this world. The power from the cross. Hey, we're in a difficult time. We're in a difficult age for this world. We've never been here before. But the same God that's here in the beginning is the same God that's here now, and the same God it'll be in the end. And what we need to do is just choose Him. Go with Him. Follow Him. Encourage ourselves in the Lord. Yeah, well, Pastor Jeff, how do we do that? By taking the power from the cross and every day open new and fresh and say, Lord Jesus, this is a new day. And I don't know what I'm going to encounter in it, Lord. But Lord Jesus, I know I need You today. I'm getting up now, Lord. I'm throwing my feet out of this bed. And Lord, I need You to be with me, to lead, to guide me, to show me, God, Your strength, Your power, the power from the cross, the maintaining power, the spiritual power, the encouraging power that I need to be a child of the King, to get me through, that I might persevere, that I might press on just a little farther for Your honor and for Your glory, looking unto You, Lord Jesus, my Savior. Have Your will and way in all we do and say. Bless His holy name. Amen and amen. Today's your day. Today's your day to shine with power from the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power that He has to manifest in you. Amen. So that you can keep on keeping on. Even now, God is great. God is good. We say that when we're just little children. And we say it and we memorize it and we say it. But boy, we ought to believe it. That our God is great and our God is good. He's good to us and He loves us and He cares for us. So I just encourage you, church, just keep a looking up and pressing on. Calling upon the name of the Lord every day. Reach out and get your family. Pull them in close to you. You say, well, preacher, we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to be staying apart from each other. Amen. But you can still love on each other. Encourage each other to love the Lord Jesus Christ, to be saved, to be born again, ready to go home together in a little while. Oh, what a promise it is. It's like getting ready to go on vacation. But boy, it's going to be the best vacation we ever had when we get to heaven. And it's not going to be long. And we need to be ready. But Jesus Christ said, just get ready and come on. Follow me, and I'll take you to my house. Bless His holy name. God bless you is our prayer.